So just to review real quickly, compulsory school attendance in the state of Texas was put in place in 1916, and as it started back then, children between the ages of 8 and 14 were required to attend 100 days of school a year. And as you know, over the years, that age range has expanded and now includes, a number of hours or maybe even minutes that a student must attend per year. But that's basically the way it is. Since the beginning of this compulsory school attendance law, it's been parents who are responsible for ensuring that their children comply with this, and that continues today. And then children, back when it started, children who did not attend school as they were supposed to could be adjudicated as truants. And from 1916 until 1995, that was handled in our juvenile court system. So I know some of you may not be greatly knowledgeable about the court system, but juvenile courts adjudicate most of the cases against kids for cases which, if you were an adult, you could go to jail or prison for. But the juvenile courts handle that for the kids who are under 17 years of age. In 1995, there was a change in the law that basically gave this jurisdiction in the truancy courts, in the juvenile courts, that was handled as civil matters. They gave some of this jurisdiction to the justice courts and municipal courts across the state to be handled as criminal cases. From 1995 until 2001, schools could refer either to the juvenile court, where the cases would be handled as civil matters, or to the JP municipal courts, where they could be handled as criminal matters. For those of you who work in the school system, you may not have even known that your referral, whichever place you sent it to, chose basically whether it was going to be handled as a civil case or a criminal case. In 2001, basically the option of handling those as civil cases in the county and district, the county municipal courts and justice courts went away, and it only became criminal. And so from 2001 until present,